countdown begins.
Fresh. You're listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following.
Fresh.
And now, your host, Chris. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode. I'm Chris Fresh, the Plumbing Sales Coach. Today, we're talking about doing what it takes, literally the missing ingredient, the biggest mistake I see most of the time when it comes to having success and what the owner's willing, or should I say not willing, to do. Now, look, we're going to dive into some serious stuff today. This is going to be the thing that really revolutionizes, hopefully, your mindset and attitude as the way that you look at your business and what you're called to do within the business. And a lot of times we get wrapped up in the sensation or in this idea that we have this certain image that we have to portray. There's a certain look and position that we have to hold within our company. And oftentimes what that does is it creates a chasm between us and the team. It creates a chasm between the owner and the rest of the, really the first employee, the first customer, which is your employees. It creates a chasm. And if you're an employee out there and you've ever been in a situation where you work for someone, or maybe you work for someone now who acts like they're better than you or acts like their world is different, the reality is that it's not true. Now, what is true is that the owner has earned the right to relax a little bit, to earn the right to basically not have to put themselves and do the things that everyone else can do. But when it comes down to what your role is, when it comes down to what your calling is within the business, it can look very different all the time. We're going to dive into that. Before we go too far into that, I just want to make sure that everyone knows that we've got some really cool stuff coming out. Go to our website, get some information, but we've got some free trainings where you can log in and get access to some of our lighter versions of our paid trainings, and you'll have access to that at no charge. You just have to email us. Go to www.theplumbingsalescoach.com, and you can email or request more information on there about getting to the point to where you can get some training for you and your team and no charge. That's what we're offering. Make sure that you guys go check that out again at our website, www.theplumbingsalescoach.com. Request the ebook and make sure you get that free training. Now, look, the point I really want to drive home as we think through doing what it takes is that you're never bigger than your company. That's point number one. You're never bigger than your company. Here's what I mean by that. If you have 5 technicians and maybe a couple of CSRs, a couple of helpers, maybe even a manager, and you're working through that system and everything's going great, and then one day a recession comes, one day something happens and something unthinkable happens, and you go all the way back, you regress all the way back to 1 tech or 2 techs, you're going to find yourself doing daily activities that are different than you were the day before when you had those 5 techs. What I'm saying is that you have to grow with your company, but you also, so some of you won't let go of the reins. Some of you want to micromanage your way into success, and that works when you have 1 truck, 2 trucks, maybe, but eventually that stops working. Some of you want to macro manage your way into success, and that doesn't work until you get to a certain level. And what we have to understand is that there's a transition from being brand new to being successful to having a large company to even having a $10, $20, $30 million a year, $10, $20 million a month company, there's a transition. And if you were to happen to go the opposite way, which often happens early on in the game, you have to adapt. You have to ebb and flow. You have to be willing to adjust. You know, sometimes owners, I talk to you guys and you say, hey, man, you know, it's tough. I can't seem to get all the way out of the truck. Maybe you've only got a couple trucks. And look, I hear you, I get it, but it's not forever. You got to have a plan, you got to have a strategy, and you got to stick to that, forward and backwards. Some of you would say, hey, I've got 10 trucks. I talk to you guys all the time, 10, 15, 20 trucks, and you're not connected to your business anymore. You've got management, but then things start to go south and you don't know how to fix it because you didn't stick to the plan. There's a difference between being in the business and being in control of the business. And that's the bigger message that I want to send when it comes to doing whatever it takes, when it comes to not being bigger than your company, not being bigger. And for you technicians, and for you apprentices, for you CSRs, you know, I often say, be the position you want to be, not the position you are. Meaning, if you want to be a manager, act like a manager now. But you, at the same time, can't be bigger than the position that you are. Meaning, you can't demand that people listen to you. You can't demand just because you've been there for a while. And let me flip that around a different way. You can't just call in sick whenever you feel like it because you're a top producer. You can't just do whatever you want because you had a good week. You can't just maybe show up today or maybe not show up today just because you had a good quarter or a good month or even a good year. When you're a top producer, it's in all things. When you're a top quality person, it's in all things. When you're a business owner who's successful and in control of their business, it's in all things. All right, look, if you're someone who's been watching the show, you've been listening to the podcast, you've been paying attention, then you're a member of the Fresh Force. What's the Fresh Force? Well, you're an advocate for service over sales. You're an advocate for always be serving. I see you guys wearing the hats and wearing the gear and showing up with pictures online. I see you guys commenting on the photos, commenting on the upgrades, commenting on the show, sending me messages about the podcast. You guys are all a part of the Fresh Force. We appreciate you. We see you. And more importantly, we hear you. And for that reason, we are bringing back the show live. You guys need to check that out. It's coming out here at the end of June, June 30th. If this is past June 30th and you're listening to this, make sure that you go back and watch those shows. We used to do live shows all the time, and now we're bringing them back live Tuesdays and Thursdays every night. You can be entertained and educated, and we're going to be teaching you the things that other businesses are doing, other industries are doing that are advocates for service over sales, advocates for always be serving, and a part of the bigger group called the Fresh Force. All right, here's the second point I want to make. When you really think about this idea of doing whatever it takes, and we talked a little bit about being bigger than the position that you actually are, and this reality that sometimes we get out of the truck, we get to that point where we're no longer in the truck, we're no longer in the field, we get comfortable. And maybe we got to go back in the field for a day or for an hour, and we don't want to. We think we're better than that. You know, that's not what it takes. One episode I did not that long ago was Kobe Bryant talking about this idea of attitude and really going out and working hard. And the second point I really want to drive home is outwork your competition. Outwork your competition. Don't get into this match of fighting and looking at your competition. I've made a mistake doing this. I'm guilty of doing things like this, where I'm looking right, looking left at my competition instead of looking forward at where I'm going. And when I talk about being bigger than the company, being bigger than what you ought to think of yourself, that is basically one of the symptoms of one of the things of getting off track. And so is this. Outworking your competition is staying focused, staying intentional, staying on track. Looking at your competition, focusing on what they're doing, worrying about what they're doing is the opposite of that. My best friend's dad growing up, he taught me a couple of things. I remember he said, you can never find savings in a checkbook. Would you rather be right or rich? And the other one that I heard from him that really, really stuck out to me. In fact, you know, it's just a deep-rooted kind of value for me is and look, when this guy was someone who spoke to large groups of people, this is someone that was a leader. He had a lot of people that would follow him basically into different business ventures, into different areas of life. Like he was a motivator. He was very, very wise. Worry is interest paid on an event that hasn't happened. And when he told me that, I thought, man, that's so powerful, because most people, anybody would be smart enough to know that you don't want to pay interest. In fact, a lot of you out there that offer options, you also offer financing with those options as it relates to the plumbing solution or whatever it is that you're providing, and customers will reject the interest rate. They'll reject the amount of the interest rate. But yet, oftentimes, far too often, we find ourselves worrying about things that haven't happened. We worry about our competition. We worry about what might happen. We worry about what they might do, and they never end up doing it. We just worry about it, and we spend all this energy, all this interest on something that never comes to fruition, and it's wasted. I mean, it's literally a complete waste of time. And if you've only got so much time and you're trying to outwork your competition, time is the only thing you have to do that with. And you use your resources, you use your assets, but time is the it's the great equalizer, right? And so when you waste that time spent on something that never really happened, it is a waste. It is interest. It is lost. And so outwork your competition means staying focused, staying on task, staying properly motivated with intention and focus, knowing exactly where you're trying to go so that you can measure when you're not going that direction, when you can measure when you're a little bit off and you can fix it and you can keep moving forward. And the more that you focus on what you're doing and where you're going, the more likely that's going to happen. The more likely that's going to happen. This is so important. See, mindset is the key. Mindset, attitude, all these things are the key. Then you get the right information. You get the right blueprint, so to speak. You get the right kind of plans to create this masterpiece business that you want to create. Well, you need a blueprint. You need the service expert blueprint. That's what we offer clients all the time. We're currently full in our coaching. And again, you know, these are recorded. And so some people are listening to them and maybe we're not full because we've grown or we've changed. Always check with us at www.theplumbingsalescoach.com. But we typically are full on the custom coaching packages, but we have tons of other packages that you can get involved with. If you've seen us say that we're full and we're on a waiting list, just go to the website, fill out the information and find out what we do have, because what we're offering is a blueprint path to future success, a guaranteed blueprint, not one that we created that we think might work, not one that we want to see if it'll work, but one that has been proven time and time again in all parts of the U.S., even in parts of Canada, even other countries. We've seen other people implement this blueprint and seen success, big success, talking millions of dollars worth of success. We've got companies that are just starting out, grow into multi-million dollar companies, and we've got companies that started as multi-million dollar companies when we met them and we turned them into eight-digit companies. Yeah, five-digit weekly companies, or we can grow you into a six-digit weekly company. But either way, here's the deal. If you don't put service over sales, if you don't put always be serving as the mantra, as the execution kind of attitude, motivation behind the effort, then it won't matter. Nothing you do will ultimately matter. You'll just make money and you'll just be another business. Sometimes you'll have success, sometimes you won't. But when you implement this blueprint, you can go to sleep at night knowing that you're doing it the right way, making big money the right way, and enjoying your life at the same time. Go to www.theplumbingsalescoach.com. And check it out. Find out more information about it. Here's the third point that we really want to get into. Now, look, we've already talked a little bit about all the different things that you can be doing as it relates to being making sure that you keep yourself from being bigger than the company, making sure that you keep yourself in the right mindset, that you're not viewing yourself the wrong way, that you're able to get in there and be proactive. I've met a lot of companies where they felt like they were going backwards by getting out in the truck. And I said, man, you're not going backwards. You're putting the cape on. You're the superhero. You're going out and saving the company, or you're going out and taking it to the next level. Whether that be a meeting that you don't want to go speak at, whether that be like a Chamber of Commerce meeting, or maybe you want to, you're nervous about putting your brand up on a big billboard, or maybe nervous about putting your brand up on a big stadium or something. Look, these are the things that you got to realize: where you are, what you're trying to achieve, where you're trying to go. And the next one is outworking your competition. If you can't pull the trigger on some of these bigger decisions, how are you going to outwork your competition? You're going to end up spending your time going back and forth on what you should or shouldn't do. And then eventually the competition creeps into those thoughts and you start worrying about what they're doing and if it's working for them. And if you should, no, you go with what you know, and that is your gut, and you go, you push, and you grow your business, but not the cost of your family. And that's the last thing I want to really talk about. The power in the fact that the off time, the time away from the business, can recharge you. And here's the third point. Everybody needs to reset. I did a podcast on this about a year and a half ago. If you guys are listening to this now, you can go back through Google, Apple, Spotify, Anchor. There's so many of them, whatever, Stitcher, all the different podcasts. And you can scroll down to the earlier seasons, I think, in some of the podcasts, or even just episodes. But I think it's in the 30s, 40s, 50s, this idea of head trash. And we talked about this concept of recharging and re-energizing and getting back into it with a full battery cell or a full gas tank. Because here's the thing, if you're running on fumes all the time, it's going to be hard to outwork your competition. It's going to be hard to maintain a constant stable focus, meaning your mind is sharp and you're ready for the day. And eventually what happens is your thoughts start to overtake you. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you get in the way of you and your own success. It's what happens. Most of the time I see people that are failing, and the only thing that's causing them to fail is themselves. And it's not that they're a failure. It's not that at all. It's that they get in their own way. As sometimes, again, I mentioned this earlier on this podcast. I said micromanaging can be getting in your own way at times and necessary at times. Macromanaging can be getting in the way at times and it can be necessary at times. But knowing where you are in your business, knowing where the health, where the business needs you, do what no one else can do in your business. When you can get good at delegating, when you can good at piecing out the things that need to be done to the people who need to be doing them and creating systems within your business that allow you to function in a way to where everyone is focused on the same goal, everyone is headed in the same direction, all trying to achieve the same thing, giving the customer the same experience every time so that they can make a purchase and feel comfortable about it, knowing that you came in and made their situation better, not worse. That is the true key to doing business within your community. It's not selling a product, it's solving a problem. That's what we have to get good at. That's what we have to create. That's what you have to be as a technician. That's what you have to be as a CSR dispatch. That's what you have to be as a manager. I don't care what business, what industry, what you do for a living, you have to be able to do that. You have to. It's got to be bigger than you. You can't be bigger than the situation. You can't be bigger than the circumstance. You can't be bigger than the position. You can't be bigger than the business. You can't be. And you got to outwork everyone. And those two things I just talked, all that stuff I just talked about is the thing that gets in the way from us being able to outwork everyone, because all we have is time and energy that we are going to exert. And if we waste it, if we use it, if we blow it on interest, it's gone. Can't get it back. And you got to recharge. If you got a family, I'm a father of eight and I'm married and we, all those kids are our kids one at a time. I know some people say you're crazy. And I say, possibly, but I love it. The experiences that I get that no one else gets to experience on this earth because I have those eight children, I wouldn't trade for the world. And you got to take that time. You got to go spend that time with them. You got to go enjoy them, recharge, get re-energized. If you're single, if you're married, if you have a family, whatever your circumstance is, you need to get away and take a break and recharge. It's biblical, you know. The idea of rest. Look, we work hard when we're at work. We put our all in every time, every call. I don't care if it's 4:30 on a Friday night and we want to be somewhere by 6, we give that customer our all. But when we're off, we're off. No nights and weekends, no on-call. Uh-oh, here I go. I'm going to lose some of you. No 24/7. But wait a minute, what about, all I can tell you right now is I've done it and several other companies have done it and it works beautifully and their customers don't have a problem with it. It's not a big deal. All the big freak out things, all the worry, all the interest you're about to put into that concept that you already don't know if it will or won't work. I'm just telling you, there's something about having your life and enjoying it at the same time. Something about making money and actually being able to spend some of it on you and your family and others and make an impact in the world and actually maybe go donate some of your time, maybe donate some of your money, maybe donate some of your resources because you're overflowing in it because you're not constantly blowing it on interest and worry and things that keep you up at night. When you go to bed at night, go to bed at night. Close your eyes and go to sleep. Rest. Look, I love you. If these are the things that make sense to you, they resonate with you, you want to know more about who we are and what we do, go to check us out, www.theplumbingsalescoach. Get the ebook. It's the three lies that you're being told that are keeping you from making money. It's all in there. It's completely free. You can download that. You can also request more information. You can even get free training from us. You can, and no strings attached. It's completely free. You get a login. You log in. You show your team the training. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. It is not as much information. It is not as in-depth as our paid program, but at the same time, it's something that will help you move in the right direction. Maybe you just need a little taste to see if we really know what we're talking about. That's fine. The podcast ain't enough for you to know that already, then go check out some of the free training. We're willing, we are trying to donate some of the overflow that we have. We love you guys. As always, remember, and look, if you're a part of the Fresh Force, be proud of that. Go check out our page, follow the page, like the different posts, comment on it, share your knowledge, share your information, answer the questions. But as always, remember, serve your communities and everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day. Fresh.